The light of his love across the city and beyond. Firing life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Nada Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. President Hichilema directs government agencies to check on current fuel supply chain. Former local government minister Gary Nkombo suffers another firing. In international news, rival presidential candidates on campaign trail in Benin. And in sports, Kamfinsa Blue Eagles Queens mourns the passing of Mr. Moha Sitali. And now the news in detail. President Hage Hichilema has directed the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, in collaboration with relevant law enforcement agencies to immediately go on the ground and investigate the suspicious fuel shortage in the country and enforce existing laws which may include revocation of licenses against those found wanting. President Hichilema has expressed grave concern over the fuel shortages reported across the country in recent days, which is suspected to have arisen from deliberate hoarding by certain entities. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clyson Hamasaka says the situation persists, notwithstanding clear assurances provided by oil marketing companies during the president's recent meeting at State House regarding the availability of the commodity. Mr. Hamasaka says while cognizant of prevailing global supply pressures arising from the conflict in the Middle East, the nation currently has adequate fuel stocks to meet domestic demand. Former local government minister Gary Nkombo has suffered another firing from President Hage Hichilema as EPND chairperson for elections. This marks the second major political removal for Nkombo under President Hichilema. In March last year, Nkombo was fired as Minister of Local Government and Rural Development. He was replaced by Sinazongwe Member of Parliament Gift Sialovalo. A letter addressed to the appointing authority shows that Nkombo's appointment as EPND chairperson for elections has been revoked and has since been replaced with nominated MP Likando Mofalali. The letter acknowledges a previous communication from the authority dated 26 February 2026 regarding the decision. In his response, Honorable Nkombo thanked the President, the National Management Committee, and party members for the privilege of serving in the National Management Committee and for the appointment as chairperson since 2017. Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu has underscored the importance of integrating gender perspectives in military operations, describing it as key to enhancing operational effectiveness and promoting sustainable peace. Officiating at the closing ceremony of the United Nations Military Gender Advisors Course, held at ZNS Chamba Valley, Mr. Hamaundu says the 2 weeks training conducted from March 16th to 27th has equipped officers with critical skills to effectively serve as military gender advisors. Mr. Hamaundu noted that the course not only marks the completion of training, but also reflects the knowledge, skills, and professional growth attained by the participants. He expressed gratitude to the United Nations Institute for Training and Research, UNITAR, for its continued support and partnership with the Zambia Defense Force and building capacity among military personnel. Speaking at the same event, United Nations Institute for Training and Research, UNITAR, Jani Desgardens urged graduates to champion gender equality at all levels of military planning and execution. Minister of Fisheries and Livestock Peter Kapala has reaffirmed the important role of traditional leaders in driving national development. Engineer Kapala, who represented President Harainde Hichilema. At the 2026 Mkushi Agri Expo, met with Chief Chitina and Chief Shaiwila, where he emphasized the need for continued collaboration between government and traditional leadership to advance socio-economic development. He reiterated that government remains committed to upholding and respecting the role of traditional leaders in national development. The two traditional leaders expressed gratitude to President Hichilema and the UPND administration for recognizing their role while reaffirming their support for development initiatives. The traditional leadership in Mkushi through Chief Shaiwila also pledged to support community-based public-private partnership initiatives aimed at improving livelihoods. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama. Now, Zambia's head of delegation to the 11th Summit of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States, Heads of State and Government, Her Excellency Ambassador Mary Chirwa, has supported the Malawi Declaration, which marks a decisive step towards a technologically empowered, financially resilient and globally influential OACPs. In her intervention, Ambassador Chirwa reminded member states of the critical importance of drawing lessons from past experiences and ensuring that the organization is administered with prudence, discipline, as well as accountability. She underscored that it is through such an approach that the organization can rebuild and sustain trust among member states and partners, an attribute indispensable to the credibility and effectiveness of the OACPs. Speaking at the Council of Ministers meeting and strategic partnership session held on Thursday, 27th March 2026 in Malambo, Equatorial Guinea, convened ahead of the 11th summit of the OACPs, Head of States and Government, Ambassador described the summit theme, a transformed and renewed OACPs in a changing world, as being both timely and necessary. She called upon the OACPs to reflect, recalibrate and reposition itself within an increasingly competitive and evolving global environment. The Malawi Declaration was adopted in accordance with the principles and objectives enshrined in the revised Georgetown Agreement of 2019, which established that OACPs are the collective platform for cooperation, solidarity and shared progress among member states. A member of the public has called on the government and the church to strictly enforce the Ten Commandments in the Bible to ensure order and sanity in the country. Mr. Bernard Mwamba has stated that the recent mob killing of a woman in Kalumbila can evoke the wrath of God over the nation, as it is an abomination. Mr. Mwamba has since called on the Zambia Information and Communications Authority, ZICTA, to bring the videos down as they are dehumanizing.
Bible muri Exodus 20 leso mwino wabumbiro muntu ali bulira mafunde ali 10 nokupela Moses kavio pele abantu bandi so aya mafunde ama church leaders wafire bakosha government ifire akosha so filio kuba witness uwabufi wayasonto muntu kutira ine anchitezi ife taushinkishe ukuti tachine muntu nawo muchita nomefuma monishi tia kuipaya so fula so ya video kukarumbira tayawe me ya kufuro muntu mwa mfuro mwana kashu wachinda manga ishan mwe mchunguta ifimu ya wanawa ishe mipamba ini conclusion ya so chintu cha tipuwa sana shire mfonda shire chika mchalo chesu cha zambi ya leza kuti akari pano kutupani kisa kuti ya wanawale tambira umufiashi na ya video wafuile wafuni hapo ba social media wazikita mufuni ya kwa liyama video ya mbitate mwana kwa unatale pira mchishu.
We now take a break. Stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed.
informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the